Proclamation number 5916 of 28th of March, 1954. Swing up of the soul into spiritual spheres. Enter the spiritual realms as often as you are able. Seek to detach yourselves from earth and let your soul soar into the kingdom from which it originated and to which it will also return again when your earthly life is over. In the kingdom it will truly be offered what it cannot find on earth. Food and drink. The right means to shape it so that it can permanently reside in the spiritual kingdom and be happy. As long as you stay on earth, the soul is still deformed, and it shall change. It shall become again as it was in the beginning. An image of God. And as long as it stays on earth, it can certainly achieve this transformation. However, what it lacks is to be imparted to it, and it also receives it through God's love, but from the kingdom which is meant to be your former home. And therefore, the more often the soul rises there, the more abundantly it will return again in order to carry out its work of transformation on earth precisely with the help of that which is imparted to it in the spiritual kingdom. Earth does not hold such treasures. They can only be fetched from the kingdom of light, in those spheres which are certainly made accessible to you but have to be entered in free will. And every soul on earth has the opportunity to ascend into these spheres and to fetch much strengthening nourishment from there, which it then uses in earthly life in order to make itself suitable for a permanent stay in those spheres. Yet no soul will be forced to take this flight of fancy. But it can undertake it voluntarily as often as it wants. And therefore it is lovingly admonished not to let any opportunity for this flight of fancy pass by, again and again to free itself from earthly heaviness and to rise into the realms of spiritual friends who want to help it into light and strength. And every mental connection with this kingdom, every prayer, every spiritual question is a wandering into the spiritual spheres from which the soul never returns without again. The more often you humans withdraw into silence, the more often you detach yourselves in thought from the earthly world and thus mentally know where light and bliss are, the more you will also be cared for by the inhabitants of this world of light and provided with spiritual gifts which will help you to transform your soul, thus shaping it such that it can enter the kingdom after death which it aspired to on earth. That the inhabitants of the kingdom of light come to meet it and receive it. That it has now regained the state in which it was full of light and strength as a divine creature. That it now returns as a child to its Father of Eternity. That it is now active in his kingdom according to his will and filled with his strength. Amen.